Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast this Monday morning. Here are the top stories. Reliance Jio has announced a hike in mobile tariffs by up to 40% to be applicable from December 6th. The telecom operator will raise its mobile service rates through its all-in-one plans where it will offer 300% more benefits, the company said. The telecom operator also said that it will take all required measures to sustain the Indian telecommunications industry. BJP ministers have strongly come in support of the Modi government after industrialist Rahul Bajaj's atmosphere of fear remarks. On one hand, the Congress party is saying that his sentiments are being shared across the country. The BJP, on the other hand, has said his statements could hurt national interest. Bajaj, at an award function on Saturday in Mumbai, had said there was an atmosphere of fear and people were afraid to criticize the government and did not have the confidence that the government would appreciate any criticism. The reprieve from the festive season for the domestic automobile industry is proving to be very short-lived. India's largest car maker, Maruti Suzuki India, which had posted a 2.3% increase in sales in October, breaking a series of 7 straight months of decline, fell again in November, posting a 3.3% drop in its passenger vehicle sales over the last year. India's automobile industry is bracing itself for a unique challenge in the first quarter of 2020, when the transition of BS4 to BS6 emission norms has to be made at the stroke of midnight on March 31st. Bharti Airtel on Sunday announced a hike in its prepaid call and data services from December 3rd, it said. The telecom operator's announcement comes after Vodafone Idea also said that it will raise the mobile calls and data charges by around 20% across its prepaid services from December 3rd. The placement season began at the Indian Institute of Technology Madras on Sunday. Around 20 companies comprising Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, Qualcomm made 102 offers to students in the first phase of placement session 1.1. There were 4 job offers from overseas to IIT Madras students. There was a marked increase from 85 job offers during session 1 of last year at IIT Madras. State-owned trading firm MMTC, which is importing onion on behalf of the centre, has placed an order of 11,000 tons of edible bulb from Turkey as part of its efforts to boost domestic supply and ease soaring prices. This is the second import order placed by the MMTC. The public sector firm is already importing 6,090 tons from Egypt. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.